Hello. Okay, so I have been writing a book. This book idea has been forming in my head for years, but I finally just started getting it down on paper. Well, not actually paper, but you know what I mean. It doesn't have a title yet. It is definitely an allegory on religion and God, but the main sort of plot focus is on regret and how far we can take regret. Anyway, I'm only going to read one chapter, but, yeah, anyway, here goes. I'm in pain. I feel like that's the only blessed phrase to ever cross my mind or my lips. Every person who has ever lived or who will live will experience pain. From the veriest of scrapes on the knee and an otherwise trouble-free future, to those that only know loss, sacrifice, despair. From the tiniest of mules to the longest and most agonizing shrieks of the abused, the constantly molested. I am very well aware of the deep suffering of others. Yet I look out my window and hate the woman walking her dog, the neighbors planting flowers in their garden, and happily. How do they do these things? How do people walk from their cars into the stores, fill up their carts, go home and unload them, and carry on? How? Because I can't. For almost as long as I can recall, my days, my every long minute, have been saturated with the angry red dye of never-ending pain. After a while, I did grow somewhat accustomed, after 6 or 7 years, but as each new wave washes through my body, my bones, I am just exhausted. For 12 long years, I've lived with, well, endured, severe, constant, extraordinarily debilitating chronic pain. That doesn't sound all that bad, does it? What a whining bitch I must have become. Some people mourn their pets, their money. They cry for their lost children, their lost brothers. I mourned the loss of my youth, my power, my purpose, and above all, I mourned the loss of my destiny to be great and to be in great love. The kind of love that we only glimpse in fiction, the kind that doesn't actually exist. But it did in my mind, in my heart, and every little piece of me. From the time I was very young, I had a dream, the same dream. I was in a great mossy forest, under the filtered sun of the great fir trees, and alone, wholly, completely alone. I walked through the dappled light and found myself in a bunker, a hull made of stone, with green growing ancient on its walls, thriving from thousands of years of native moist air. There I found incense burning on the high shelves of the bunker wall, giving what had become a temple in the woods a magical scent, a fragrance older than the origins of what I was there to receive. A light shining through the ceiling cracks became lighter and lighter, and though I was enchanted, hypnotized by the beauty and the green, the light began to shine so brightly it burned my eyes. When I could no longer look upon the light, I fell to my knees and asked, "Why? Why are you here, light, and what do you require of me?" Then I felt it, saw it, became it, and I knew I would never be alone again. The most powerful thing I have ever felt coursed through my every vein, my every living thought and feeling. A promise of love so unsullied, so unbreakable and pure that billions only dream of it, grasp at it with multiple attempts, poor imitations one after the other. A passion that burned so bright it was nearly painful. But pain was something I would become very intimate with. This was my destiny, to be great, to be powerful, to be loved and to return it. This dream filled my nights, then my years. It was to be. It wasn't something I could explain. It was only my destiny. And I knew that more surely than I knew anything, even my own family. Okay, that's the first chapter. excuse me. If you hate it, that sucks. I'm sorry you had to listen to it. If you like it, right on. And everybody have a good night. Bye.